Happy Friday, Kathy.
Happy, very cold Friday, Michelle. Is it cold up by you? You got snow behind you, so it's cold.
It is actually starting to snow outside my window. But it's sideways snow because the winds are horrible up here right now. It's like, I don't know if you'll be able to hear them as they whip by my window at all, but it's been raining since yesterday. And now it's freezing. So I think we're headed for an ice storm and then snow on top of that. So, but I can't complain too much because Buffalo, where my daughter lives, is getting hit way harder again. And
Oh, not
she's been,
again.
well, they, I don't remember how long ago it was. Is it right after Thanksgiving? They got like 4 or 5 feet in one day. It took them a couple of days to dig out from that. And then my daughter sends me videos and she does like she'll set up her phone in the window and do time lapse so I can watch the snow go from nothing to like 4 feet in about 10 minutes.
Wow. Crazy. Yeah, upstate New York. Snow is like no other place that I've ever. I mean, I thought Chicago was bad. I thought Michigan Lake Effect was bad, but no. Upstate New York, Buffalo. Rochester doesn't get it as bad as Buffalo ever, does it? Or
No,
sometimes?
usually one or the other of us will get it bad. So, like, if we get it bad, Buffalo didn't, and vice versa. But I will say Buffalo gets it worse than we do. Absolutely. And I think it's because, well, the jet streams have a lot to do with it, obviously. But the jet streams are also impacted by the Great Lakes. And so, by the time you get to Buffalo, you've gone through three of the five, and then you're sitting on Erie and Ontario, with the Niagara River right there. And so, they get like the crux of all of it. And so we get a lot too, but it depends. So we'll usually get the same weather as Toronto because they're literally right across the lake on a really still night, always in the summer because of the weather. But on a really clear, still night, you can go to the lake and you can actually see the lights from Toronto across the lake,
Oh,
even though it's like
cool.
40 miles. It's really cool.
Wow, that's neat.
See the glow. It's pretty neat. Definitely not this time of year with the snow and the wind and everything else, all the clouds, but yeah, it's pretty cool. But so the weather. So I am choosing to be grateful in spite of the weather because this week, I don't know how many people know this, but I had COVID. So I actually don't think I got it at State of the Word because I tested positive on Saturday, which wasn't enough of a turnaround time. So I don't know where I got it from, groceries or something or Starbucks. I don't know. But I've got all my vaccines. So I've got the original plus four boosters. I got my flu shot recently, got the fifth booster sh or the fourth booster shot. And the vaccines are not so that you don't get it, so that you get a lighter case. And I will say that as miserable as this week has been, I am definitely grateful that it wasn't worse. It could have been a lot worse. And as silly as this sounds, I have the worst taste in my mouth. I was telling you beforehand, tastes like bile all week. Some people say metallic taste. No, it just tastes like plain, straight up bile in my mouth from the Paxlovid. I hope I'm saying that right. Medication. But I have tested negative already today because of the medication. So I'm still congested. I still have a raspy voice and I'm still tired. But this was so much quicker than it could have been. When I was sick in 2020, I was in the hospital four times over 9 weeks. It was miserable. So like, yeah, I'll take this like light flu feeling type thing for a week over that any day. So grateful
Yeah,
for
that's
modern
good.
medicine and that in 3 years of dealing with this pandemic that they've come so far in helping us not get as sick as we could.
Yeah,
So
that's good. Yeah, I saw you on Monday on This Week in WordPress, and I was just like, oh
I
no.
sounded
And
so
so
bad.
been checking in. Even I'm like washing dishes or whatever. I'm like, I hope Michelle's okay. And then I'll go like, oh good. She commented on somebody on Facebook. She's okay. Good. Just like
She's still
just
among
checking
the
in. Just worrying about
living.
you a little bit because I
Well,
knew I know how it can be. Like, I mean, I was only really down with COVID. I had it last year. My husband got it when he was in the medical. They just did, he was in rehab and they did not do proper protocols. And he got it and got it pretty bad. Plus, you know, he having had the stroke and everything, it was, yeah, it was pretty bad. And so they, because they did not follow proper procedures, they actually ended up infecting me. And then I couldn't even go see him because I was so sick.
Right.
And it was bad for like 2 to 3 days. And then I was fine. But every once in a while, I would just get like super dizzy. Like I really felt like I was doing a somersault. Like I'd just be driving and I'm like, gosh, that does not feel right. It was the weirdest thing. I was okay and everything, but it was just like out of nowhere. Somersault feels strange. It's the,
it is strange.
The strangest virus I've ever dealt with in my life. It's so bizarre.
Yeah, I will agree with that 100%. But I will also tell you that there have been some really good things this week. So I am so grateful for Instacart, for example, because I mean, I use it anyway. And I know that I pay more for my groceries. I give an enormous tip because it's a percentage and whatever. But I can't grocery shop for myself easily because my mobility issues. Even if I can grocery shop and get the groceries in the car, I can't get them from the car into my kitchen. So Instacart, like the guy brought my groceries yesterday. So I've got all my groceries for Christmas, making lasagna. If anybody wants my recipe, it's phenomenal. Anyway, hit me up on Twitter or Mastodon or wherever you are. The guy just, you know, I shouted from the couch. I'm like, could you just put him inside the door? And he's like, sure. And then, so he puts him inside the door, he leaves. And then my neighbor upstairs, Julia, who went to Say to the Word, I got a ticket as a brand new user. Love that. She came down and she put all my groceries away for me. She also has COVID. So she's like, she had a very light case. Hers was like a little sniffles basically. And not being able to taste much, but we were both positive. So she came and put my groceries away.
Yeah.
Anyway. and just super grateful for the opportunities to do all my Christmas shopping through Amazon and online shopping and, you know, get all my groceries through, through Instacart and things like that, that I am able to continue to function fully and work from home. When I do feel up to working, you know, I did take a full day off. I don't remember what day it was, Tuesday maybe, and half a day Wednesday. Yesterday was kind of like a little bit on and then a little bit down and then a little bit on. So like, and my team has been so awesome about like, just get better, you know, just get better. And so there's a lot to be grateful for. And sometimes getting sick is a way to cement for you those things that for which you should have gratitude, right? I'm still among the living. I didn't infect my parents. Like, you know, we've kept our distance. I have things sent to them if they need it. You know, all of those things that could otherwise be problematic. I've just been able to kind of cocoon. But because of Zoom and FaceTime, I've still been able to feel connected to the rest of the world. And so there is much to be grateful for, absolutely.
Nice. Yeah. I think about all the things that I buy on Amazon. Okay. Oh, well, we need that. Okay. Here, let me just throw it in the cart and it'll come, you know, whenever within a few days. Just if I had to run out every single time to get stuff, it would just be, I'd never have any time to myself. It's just that ridiculous. How did we do it before?
Honestly, I don't know. I think we went without a lot, right? It's really convenient. Like, so last week, so I live in a condo. Julia, my neighbor, lives upstairs. So she's like right there. And we text each other constantly. So the other day I got in bed early because I was really cold. This is about 2 weeks ago. Suddenly I hear an alarm and I'm like, what was that? Did I really hear something? And I like waited. I'm like laying in bed at 5 o'clock because it's warm. And I'm like, and I hear it again, like 3 minutes later. So I texted her. I'm like, there's an alarm going off at my house. And I don't know what it is. She's like, I'll be right down. So she comes down and I'm sitting in the hallway trying to figure out like, where's this noise coming from. And at that point I realized that because I bought my parents' condo. It's only 1400 square feet, which is sizable. I'm not complaining, but in the hallway, it's a short hallway. There are 4 smoke detectors in one small hallway. And then the laundry room, which is off the hallway, has two smoke detectors and a CO2 detector. What was my mother so afraid? She must be terrified that the place was going to burn down. So we determined it was a CO2 detector, and that it's just at, was at end of life. So if it if it like had actually been, or not CO2, CO detector, right? Carbon monoxide. Yeah. We all have carbon dioxide. You know what I meant. So anyway, it was at the end of its life, and it does that like alarm to let you know that, you know, you don't replace filters on those, you throw it away, you get a new one. And so like I went online, I had the next one in 3 days, plugged it back into the wall because Amazon. So nice. It's keeping me safe. It keeps me healthy.
And you just reminded me, I don't have one of those, and I probably should have one. I had one.
It's safer.
Where do we have it? Oh yeah. My husband had one in, when we lived in Mount Shasta, we had, we were living in this house that had radiant floor heat, but to turn it on was like the guy who built the house. He's like, yeah, if you can go without, just don't, just go without, unless you like an $800 a month heating bill. And we were just like, I guess we're going without. And winters there were never that traumatic. So we had, and we had a wood stove. So we just like lived with a wood stove for like a decade. Right. I didn't have any, but he bought this carbon monoxide. I'm like, we don't even, there's like nothing that would, he's like, well, there's the water heater. Like, but now I've got like gas heat, and like, I should have one.
In a condo. So my bedroom is right next to the laundry room, which is also the hot water tank and the furnace. So like having all of those appliances in one little room like that, it's a good idea to have a CO monitor, but.
That's my alarm.
Which dog is that? Is that?
That's Milo, the
Milo, dachshund puppy. The dachshund.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Every little thing. Yeah. So who knows? It could have just been a branch from one of the bushes hitting the window, but it's like, so, and he's just going to keep going. Milo.
That's okay.
And then my golden retriever, who could be somewhat scary to like an intruder or something, never barks. He's just kind of like, guess something's going on. But dachshunds, I didn't know when I got the dachshund how like, apparently they're like major league barkers, so.
Well, they were actually bred to be war dogs. Dachshunds are actually, they were bred to be like terrifying ankle biters.
he is, of any dog I've ever met, he's so sweet and cuddly and wonderful, but there is Cujo inside that. Like you put a toy and you just like play a little bit and it's like, and he's just, he will kill. Like
remember the genie from Aladdin, the animated movie?
Yeah.
It's like enormous power in the living face. That's your dog. That's
and he's a mini dachshund too. So he's just, he can't do anything.
I love Although when you post pictures of him because he's so like, cute.
Yeah. He's adorable and he's really sweet. And loud. And usually I'll put him upstairs when we record. And so Claire will watch
him. It's all good. And,
but hopefully he'll realize he's that. Fine.
I have a cat who's like on the desk, just out of frame, who like likes if I had the headphones off and she could hear, she'd be looking at you trying to figure out how she's hearing you. It's so funny. She's but also annoying because she's right in the middle of my face. But it's funny. So funny. Thinking about things that are, you know, I'm grateful for, you know, maybe we'll do a little bit more of that next week too, at the end of the year, but, you know, I lost my dad this year, as we've talked about before, and it takes forever for estates to actually work through all the stuff that they have to do, but I did get a little bit of money this week from his estate, and I'm grateful that I was able to pay off my COVID bills. When I had COVID in 2020, I didn't have insurance and I owed the bank over $5,000 or the hospital over $5,000. And so that's been paid off now, which is really good. And I bought myself a new camera in memory of my dad. And so I'm a fairly decent photographer, but I bought a mirrorless and I took it to the zoo a couple weekends ago. I finally got around to looking at the pictures. I suck at taking pictures with this camera, but that's only because I haven't practiced yet. I will be amazing with this camera eventually. I'm bound and determined, but it's really nice because it's smaller. It takes up less space and I can actually travel with it a lot easier. But so, you know, it's interesting. Not everybody who passes is able to leave a legacy or able to leave money for their family. And my father planned accordingly and was able to provide a little bit for us. And so, although I miss him terribly, I'm grateful for the fact that he was able to do that for us.
That is so nice. What a blessing. That's just so nice. And I'm so glad you did something to that. Just like, okay, well, I'll save this for the future, but something, a little something is a treat for yourself to a new toy to play with. But yes. Cameras are like, well, anything really. It's kind of like you're sort of the conductor of a new orchestra, right? You've got a new, a new tool that you're using and it has to become an extension of you. And so there's like a relationship that has to develop there. So you take such beautiful pictures, especially, I love it when you go out for the nature photos. It's like, I mean, I try to take pictures just like, I guess not. You just capture wildlife in such a beautiful way. I'm just astonished with the pictures you take.
Well, I love to tell people that if you love my photography, not that I'm patting myself on the back, maybe a little, but not too much. But if you love my photography, think about the fact that almost every one of those nature photos is taken from the front seat of my car. Like because I don't walk well. I try to drive places where I can see wildlife and have my cameras on the passenger side. And I mean, I'm not driving and taking pictures at the same time. Like, don't everybody worry that I'm like not paying attention to the road, but I do pull over when I see things. And like this, I got some really great eagle shots about a year ago, literally through the passenger side window. I got some pictures of this eagle flying with a huge carp in its talons. And so I was just like,
wow,
from my car. Like, that's just so crazy.
Yeah. That's so cool.
Yeah, but it's nice to live in a place where there's such great wildlife too. So,
yeah.
So yeah, hopefully I'll learn this camera better. And like, and through the back of it, like, you know, this one doesn't, it doesn't have a viewfinder. Like I, like with my DSLR cameras, right? So you just look at the picture on the back and you snap it. I thought they all looked great. Then I got home and I was like, well, there's 3 shots out of 40 that I would actually show somebody.
Yeah.
Two of them are in the repository already, the photo project. So if you're interested, take a picture of a frog and some lights are in there, but.
Nice.
So, yeah. So what are you hoping for Christmas?
That the water, we're having a deep freeze right now in Texas and it came in, the wind, like yesterday morning, I went for a walk with the dogs and it was 45 degrees. Everything was fine. And then the wind just out of nowhere. And within 5 minutes, it dropped 6 degrees. And I was just like, oh, I guess snow miser is here. Snow miser is here. I guess the whole northwest to south thing isn't working. And I had gone, the way our house is, we have like this manifold upstairs that has like the water pipes go out from that. Mm-hmm. And I went upstairs and wrapped blankets around it because I knew that was what my husband did a couple years ago when we had a deep freeze in Texas. And so I thought I did a good job. But by noon, 1 o'clock, I went around just to test it. Oh gosh, well, I guess I'm not taking a bath. I guess it's okay. But oh my gosh, I hope nothing bad is happening. I mean, I grew up in Chicago area, so everyone was insulated. And if you had like 24 below, you did dripping faucets and stuff like that. And, you know, 10 degrees should not cause my house. No. Isn't well. They just don't insulate well.
Right.
Cold down here. They don't deal with cold. All the houses are built to withstand heat.
Yeah.
And so like, it's just, so I'm stressed out this morning. So I'm just hoping I don't think we're going to thaw out till Christmas really. So
it's a good thing you look good in a ponytail.
Yeah, that's it. I'm not taking a shower. I think I have one shower that works, but I'm just not. It's so cold in my house right now. I'm wearing like all my I'm wearing all my outside clothes inside.
I love it. With the turtle that comes up to your eyes to keep your face warm.
Pretty much. I'm just like, this is what I wore when I went outside with a jacket over and a hat and had to walk the dogs and like yelling at them, do your business, come on, it's cold. They're gonna have to go like every hour, I think. They're just like, where's our walk? We go at least a couple miles. I walk him about a couple miles every morning.
Yeah.
Not the dachshund so much, but the golden, he needs his exercise. So I make sure he gets it.
Yeah. So yeah, wait, how I'm cold is anything?
It's right now. It was 11 this morning. It's 16 now.
It's colder there than it is here in New York.
Isn't that crazy? It's
26 and windy, it says. But also it's starting to snow and the wind is like 40 miles an hour. So probably like 20 miles an hour, but I exaggerate a lot when it comes to wind because I just hate it.
So on my phone, I keep everybody's weather. Like I have everybody's weather and I keep an eye on things because my son's in Minnesota and I'm like, oh, it's 7 below there. And Mount Shasta, I got to know what everybody's weather is. So my husband's from upstate New York and it's 33 and snowing for the next hour over by Syracuse. So
yeah, Syracuse is actually not supposed to get it as bad as Rochester and Buffalo.
Oh, so, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Definitely Buffalo's getting hit. My daughter just texted me road closures and I'll keep you updated because they're supposed to come in on Sunday morning for Christmas.
Yeah.
So we'll see. I'm really hoping. So she doesn't listen to the podcast. I can tell you all, I made for her the same thing I made for Matt Mullenweg. Different faces, of course, but yeah. I made her a Guess Who game of all her friends. And I mean, she's a 30 year old woman, so I don't know all her friends anymore. It's not like when they were like in third grade and you knew it was all the people in her class, right? So her husband was in on it with me and we shared a note in Apple, like Apple notes from your phones.
Yeah.
And so he like added a bunch of people and thank God he put like last names on there for a lot of them. Cause he was supposed to help me get people to send me their picture, but his father passed away the week of Thanksgiving. So obviously I wasn't going to be asking him for a lot of help. So I stalked everybody. Like I was all over like Lydia's Facebook. And then like, it says Ian, like maybe, hopefully there's only one Ian. Oh, look, she only has one Ian. I hope that's the Ian, right? So yeah. Like, I'm like stealing people's photos off of Facebook. That's I'm like, so it's funny. Public. And putting them in this Guess Who game. And then also like her friend, Amanda, who was in her wedding. And I messaged her on Instagram. I'm like, I need help. Help me get people, you know? And so she starts sending me people with their names. And so it's 24 faces in a Guess Who game. And I got 24 people on there, including my niece that hangs out with her a lot and things like that. So Lydia is getting a Guess Who game. I hope, and I'm so excited about it on Sunday morning. And when she opens it and she just sees the Guess Who game, I'm going to be like, oh, I found your game from when you were a kid. I thought you'd want it back. And like, it's not, but she might believe that because I had to unwrap it to put it all together. I'm like, what did you look at? Open it up and see which one was your favorite again, you know? And then she's going to be like, oh my God, these are all my friends. It probably won't go anything like that. But in my head, that's like the perfect way that this is all going to go down.
That's so funny. I love that just sort of individualized, very specific to someone that you care about kind of gift. That's just perfect.
Yeah.
I wish I could do that better. I'm just kind of like this, that. Whatever. Well, they can use this.
You're kind of in survival mode still, though. It's been a year, but it's not like your husband is back to normal. Like there's no back to normal in his situation. So life changed for you a lot.
The new normal. He woke me up at 3 o'clock. No, it's 3:30, and he was just like antsy, like grunting, and I'm like, in the dark, are you okay? How do you know I'm here? I'm like, because there's only one other person in this room and it's you. Or sometimes he's like, who's that? Like he'll hear my voice and he just wakes up. Cause the way where the stroke happened in his brain, he lost. So every day is kind of like a groundhog day. It's getting a lot better. Like he remembers the movie he watched last week. Oh, he'll remember what we had for dinner last night. Now the short-term memory stuff is coming back, but a lot of that was wiped out. And sometimes he just says the craziest, funniest. Last week he said, I don't know, this was just the other day. He said, do you like to judge the bad people? I'm like, I guess that's what they're there for. Yeah, I do. I judge bad people. And he's like, let's do it. I'm like, okay, how do you play this game? And he's like, I don't know. I thought you had the rules. Just like,
oh my gosh.
I mean, it's just such a bizarre conversation, but it's so funny. It just slays me every time. And I'm like,
all right, let's look at this guy on TV. He might be a bad person, you know, and I just like play this game.
How do you judge him?
With it.
It's the funniest, some of the funniest stuff, but yeah, yeah. I mean, like, so I was up at, he had me up at midnight the night before, and then up at 3:30 in the morning last night, and then the cat woke me up because I had to like block off the bathroom because I had to open up all this cabinets and I didn't want her into stuff. And she's like, why is this door closed? Like, it's closed because of you.
It's not supposed to be like this, right?
Yeah, exactly. You know how cats are with like closed doors. Just like, what? Why is this closed?
I have complaints. I have a cat who I have litter boxes are in the storage room. So I don't have a basement. I don't have anything like that. So they're in the storage room. I keep the storage room door open because obviously they have to have access. So I have three cats. One of them will do her business, scratch the litter back over it, and then scratch the wall, the floor. Like, she'll go on for 10 minutes. I'll finally yell like, enough. And she'll come out like, what? I was just cleaning up. It's so funny.
I've got routines too, Michelle.
Right? I know, like,
you're the cat.
Excuse
mine.
Me.
I love my animals, but sometimes they just drive me nuts. But I, you know, I put up with a lot for the people and the fur enabled family members that I love.
Yeah.
I will put up with a lot, but you know, yeah.
But I do have a burning point. Like, there is a point where I'm like, okay, enough already.
Definitely.
But it's good. So, the other thing is I have a friend who does woodworking, and I had him cut some slabs of maple and make charcuterie boards. So one for me and then one for Lydia. So she's getting that for Christmas too. So,
oh, nice.
So everything isn't off her Amazon wish list. So there are surprises in there too.
That's so cool. That's wonderful.
I'm excited.
Yeah. My daughter just got horse stuff, but I don't
buy it. That's what she wants, right?
That's what she wants. Yeah. She's just 100% all about horses all the time. So
yeah.
Horse stuff.
Exactly. Well, that's good. Well, I hope that you have a wonderful holiday weekend. I hope that everybody listening to us had a wonderful holiday weekend, because it'll be over by the time we publish this.
Yeah.
And we'll be looking at the new year. So happy new year, everybody.
Happy new year. Well, we'll have next week. I want to talk about, I'd love for you to think about this too, because I'm trying to really come, I really want to set some goals for 2023. And I'm reading, other people are writing about their goals, and I'm really trying to consider, what are the things that I want for 2023? Like, I want to, and then I want to aim high. So I'd love to know what you want for next year.
I'm going to put some thought into that. We can, and I will come with my ideas.
Awesome. Looking forward to it. Merry Christmas. Yes. Happy Merry holidays. Christmas all to that you stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. I know we both celebrate Christmas, so Merry Christmas to you and to all of our listeners. Whatever holiday you're celebrating, we hope it's a good one.